Well, you can fry anything and sell it at the state fair. People will eat it. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. We are sitting right out front of the Texas State Fair, and let me tell you, you look it up online, and they fry everything here. As a matter of fact, if you've ever been to your state's fair, you've probably eaten some deep-fried something, and chances are, if they're deep-frying it at your state's fair, they probably started deep-frying it here first. Texas is a connoisseur of the deep-fried foods, deep-fried Oreos, deep-fried Snickers, deep-fried butter. I'm not kidding about that last one. It's a real thing. Look it up. Deep-fried everything. I mean, they deep-fried everything down here, and they eat it. It's a phenomenon of the deep state of Texas. It is fried everything at the Texas State Fair. And this place is massive. I mean, We were just looking for the big cowboy of the Texas State Fair. Literally drove around the fairgrounds looking for him and found out that he was, you know, disassembled after 70 years, a couple years ago, last year. And so kind of disappointed about that. But this place is huge. Just talking about all that fried food, I think when my doctor sees this Tailgate Talk, he's probably going to up my cholesterol medication. But yeah, not real healthy stuff. You know, the old saying goes, garbage in, garbage out, right? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 9, the Bible would say that food is not really what ministers to your heart, but grace is. Now, I want you to think about that. Garbage in, garbage out. What are you feeding yourself? Now we all understand the principles of healthy eating. And now I would just encourage you not to do a follow-up on this Tailgate Talk with the people who know me best and ask what kind of healthy eating I do, because, you know, I'm not so good at it. But what really counts the most is your spiritual diet. So what are you feeding yourself? What are you putting into your mind? What are you putting into your heart? Because what the Word would tell us is the food you put into your body isn't what defiles you. It's what spiritual things you put in. It's those things that you put into your mind and your heart that are spiritual in nature that set the course of your life. So give some thought to that today. What's in your spiritual diet? Well, construction crew's getting fired up over here, and before they... I really don't know what they're doing, but it's getting kind of loud. So I guess we'll sign off. Hey, you never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. I'm telling you, we're driving across Texas, y'all. You don't want to miss any Tailgate Talks this summer. So join us next week, and can't wait to show you where we're going next. Until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you on the next Tailgate Talk.